Okay, so
we're looking at about a 3 to 4 week lead time.
All right, maybe we'll be able to hear from you from the station or something like that sometime soon, and then maybe we can get some sort of announcement on that. Of course, Mark, one of our own sponsors, so we'll see if we can help you spread the word, because I want people to, hey, if you want to hurt yourself with barbecue sauce, I want you to do that, folks. So we'll make that happen with Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce. Just one of the many awesome products already available at the Wolf Farms Retail Division. On top of that, they're giving away samples of the pork, of the barbecue sauce. Try them together. I'm giving away prizes for people who spin my wheel and sign up for my newsletter. I'm going to be here for another hour doing this, checking in a couple times with Mark, with Isaiah, with Holly, with the whole crew here. We're going to be talking to Emmer Family Farms here sometime during the noon hour. For now, though, I'm going to get you as much country music as I can. Send it back to Austin at the 98Q Country Studios. Mark, thank you so much for a bit of your time. Folks can stop down. How long are you planning to be here today for the whole event?
Until 5 o'clock.
All right. Stop down. The grand opening goes till 5. Lola's Lunchbox is on site if you're trying to plan your meal for the midday. They'll be here until about 3-ish, I'm told, but maybe later if you folks show up in high demand. Here on South 2nd Street, 236 South 2nd Street in Butternut, the Wolf Farms Retail Division grand opening. Thanks again, Mark. We'll chat with you soon.
Thank you.
Austin, we're going to send it back to you so you can play some country music for the beautiful folks listening to 98.3 FM, 98Q Country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Winds easing briefly in Southern California today, but gusts up to 65 miles per hour expected tonight, raising critical fire danger. The Palisades and Eaton fires continue to burn with low containment and worsening air quality. Brentwood resident Josh Kashani is under a mandatory evacuation order.
It's truly like a horror movie. You know, the images that are slowly starting to come out are things that just, they don't look real, and they are. And it's going to be the new normal in what we're dealing with.
The fires have left at least 11 people dead. Just 10 days before he takes office, President-elect Trump sentenced in his New York hush money trial as the first U.S. president convicted of a felony. No jail time or fines. Juan Rahsaan telling the court that it was the only sentence he could impose without encroaching upon the highest office in the land. During questioning Friday, Supreme Court justices signaled support for a law that would ban TikTok unless its Chinese owner ByteDance divests by January 19th. This is ABC News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with a few flurries, a high near 20. Light snow is likely tonight, lows near 16, accumulations around an inch. Light snow continues on Sunday, mainly in the morning, an additional inch of accumulation. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
It's the weekend, baby.
Now is the time.
98Q Country.
Tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm
I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
I was tying my red lipstick cause you said you didn't like it. I didn't wear my high heel shoes cause I couldn't be taller than you. I didn't wanna lose my friends, but now it's hard to even find a what you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. To my own snare drum.
I miss me more.
Miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings. Forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you.
But I miss me more.
Closet and I turned them up to 10 and then I played them all again. I found my independence, can't believe I ever lost it. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I'd miss you, I thought it hurt me, thought I'd miss you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you,
but I miss me more.
I miss my own beat to my own snare.
I miss me more.
Miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings. Forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you,
but I miss me more.
Thought it hurt me, and I'd wanna kiss you. I thought I'd miss you,
but I miss me more.
I miss my own beat to my own snare drum.
I miss me more.
Miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings. Forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. And I thought I'd miss you,
but I miss me more.
Don't need five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. 'Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eye staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by me. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. 'Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eye staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright.
All right, that was All Right from Darius Rucker here on 98Q Country, your home of hits, classics, and right now a live broadcast from the Wolf Farms Retail Division, 236 South 2nd Street in Butternut, sampling goods here during the grand opening from all of the businesses that will be having their goods for sale here, including samples from Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce to try with the delicious Wolf Farms pork. We've got the Emmer Family Farm we're going to be talking to here. They'll have beef that'll be for sale here. Of course, Tetzner's Dairy, I've been seeing people walk out with a lot of dairy products, especially a lot of milk. I'm guessing that's something I might want to get in on before it's completely gone. It seems to be, so far, the item of the day, of course, after the pork in conjunction with delicious barbecue sauce. I'm actually here with a member of the Wolf Farms team, though, here with Mr. Jim Wolf. How's it going, Jim?
It's going pretty good.
So tell me a little bit about what you do at the farm, at the Wolf Farms itself. What's Jim's job description? A little bit of everything the way I would probably guess it, but what's your main daily activity?
I'd say my main daily activity when I come up there is working on different projects. I mean, we got a lot of fencing that we're building up there and stuff yet. And it's also good to have a second eye on the hogs. You know, you come in, you have a fresh output, fresh look on them when you come in. You might see something that, you know, somebody else didn't catch, and it's just it's good for the health of the hogs.
I think that's something a lot of people can relate to over a lot of fields. Sometimes having an extra person is the most annoying thing ever, but a lot of times one extra person, just to be an extra person, an extra set of eyes, an extra thought, you know, sure, that can bog things down. But if you don't have it, oh man, you're going to miss things that will cause time losses and profit losses. I mean, hey, that extra man is a valuable asset to a business. But it sounds like you might also be a little bit of Mr. Fix-It too. Is that kind of the, if something physically breaks, are we calling Jim?
Oh, absolutely. Tractor brakes or whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's a lot of my to-do list when I come up, making sure everything's working.
Is that more your wheelhouse before this was automotive and engine work and stuff like that? Or what did Jim do before? You know, like, I want to build the character here a little bit.
Well, if you want to build the character of me, when I was a kid, my dad was a mechanic.
And, okay.
So I got a lot of time in the shop, but by the time Isaiah came along, Dad wasn't doing so much mechanic work. So
okay.
I got a little bit more feel on that side. Other than that, I mainly just drive truck, and that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Wow. So, I mean, it's easy to say that in a short sentence, but that's a lot of productivity in one person right there, knowing mechanic work from the age of 8 and picking up trucking after that, and now being the man for whatever they might need at Wolf Farms. Are you going to transition to more time at Wolf Farms, or is that going to be are you going to be splitting time between that and the road?
Ultimately, my goal would be to move up here full-time and be full-time at Wolf Farms.
Oh, where are you based out of now, not town here?
No, I live south of Ladysmith.
Gotcha. Closer to the routes, I would imagine, some of the depots especially the routes. I mean, if you're on 8, you're already doing a lot better, I suppose.
Right.
Awesome.
Right.
Well, I mean, Jim is just one part of a well-oiled machine that is taking strides. I mean, like I've been telling the listeners, I feel like it was just a couple days ago that I was there checking out the farm for the first time, and here just a month or two after that, Isaiah and Holly are, hey, we're opening a physical store. I have no idea what might be next, but I'm glad they've got you there, Jim, and thank you, by the way, for giving us a little bit of your time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jim is a good example of what makes things like this possible. We need every member of the local community, both to run the business, to, of course, be customers at the business, but it's all about the support. Have you worked anywhere like Wolf Farms? To me, it feels a little bit unique. This doesn't feel like anything I've seen before. Is this the first one of its kind for you too?
First one of its kind. I did help Isaiah some back when we were on the commercial farms, so I did get to see that side of it, and I know I was super excited when he started up this because it's the way I wanted to see it done. You know, and back when I was real young, my dad actually had a dairy farm and a hobby farm, so I kind of got to deal with cattle and all that, and
okay.
I always enjoyed the livestock side of it.
So you basically grew up on a farm and then kind of transitioned off of it. Is it fair to say that you missed farming, or is that really a thing?
I miss the animals.
There you go. That's the kind of thing, that's kind of what I figured. Who really misses breaking their back, but the effects of it, the animals that you come to know, the land, the people that you meet in the process, that I can absolutely imagine falling in love with. Well, thanks again, Jim. We may have to chat with you again before we're out of here at 1 o'clock. Broadcasting live from the Wolf Farms Retail Division, I appreciate your time.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to send it back to Austin in just a little bit here. First, I just wanted to shout out that we are T-minus 45 minutes until I'm out of here broadcasting live from the Wolf Farms Retail Division, but the grand opening goes until 5. Lola's Lunchbox looking at being here until about 3-ish or so, depending on how many of you fine folks show up. I've got a prize wheel here, too, win gift certificates to local area businesses, but try some phenomenal samples from all of these excellent businesses. Brief appearance cameo by Window Guy, and he's gone. That's okay. We may have to steal him for a second and chat with him. Lola's Lunchbox on site here, just one of, what, half a dozen businesses just starting. It's happening here. 236 South 2nd Street. Get in early and watch him grow. Wolf Farms Retail Division. Austin, I'm going to hand it back to you at the 98 Q Country Studios back at Wolf Farms in about 15 minutes.
Hey, Park Falls, Five Field, and Butternut. Stay warm and cozy. Lena's Northern Pines now delivers pizzas from 4 to 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. 715-208-2795.
Get ready for the premier ice fishing derby of the Northwoods. The Butternut Schnorr Lake Association annual fishery is January 18th at Bobbers on the Lake, Lakeview Drive in Butternut, Wisconsin. Competing four divisions, walleye, crappie, northern, and perch from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. $10 fishery tickets must be purchased in advance at the Butternut Feed Store, St. Croix Rod, Bobbers on the Lake, or Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Cash prizes, trophies, and free fishing for kids 12 and under. Don't miss raffles, prizes, and a gift card drawing at 5:30.
What's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with a few flurries, a high near 20. Light snow is likely tonight, lows near 16, accumulations around an inch. Light snow continues on Sunday, mainly in the morning, an additional inch of accumulation. Current temperature, 16 degrees.
98 Q Country.
A lot more small town dirt. I can see your pretty eyes reading me like a map, wondering who I am and where I'm at. I'm in between Friday night wild and quiet Sunday morning, between done after one. Disappear, kick back on a white sand beach. I'm a far cry from being a one-night stand, but I ain't ready for a ring on my hand. I'm in between Friday night wild and quiet Sunday morning, between done. I'm
Dixie, washed in the blood and raised on the banks of the Mississippi mud. She always had a thing about falling in love with a bad boy. Yeah, they could see it all coming, but her daddy never dreamed she'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean, the way a girl gets when she turns 17. Kinda crazy. A rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left your daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her. Said I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with Amazing Grace. We made California lie. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. It's easy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her.
Lover, that's Toby Keith here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, but also free through the Civic Media app that you can download from the Google Play Store or the App Store. Take 98Q on the go with you and all the rest of the Civic Media stations. Right now, though, I'm broadcasting live for about the next half hour remotely from Wolf Farms Retail Division. If you're not familiar with Wolf Farms, then you haven't been listening to 98Q Country, because Wolf Farms has been bringing sports reports three times every weekday for a couple months now, making sure you've got the deepest insight into Brewers baseball, a little bit of Bucks basketball, too, and even some Packer football info every weekday, three times a day from Wolf Farms. If you haven't been checking in with us so far today, we're here at the Wolf Farms Retail Division, where they'll be selling Wolf Farms pork on top of a lot of other top-notch, locally produced goods. I'm actually here with one of the producers of those goods. I've got Liz Emmer here from the Emmer Family Farm. Beef is the name of the game, and you guys have beef for sale at the retail division, correct?
That is correct.
So tell me a little bit about the farm. Where are you guys located? Because it's a familiar name, I think, to a lot of people, but they might not know as much as they should about a business like yours.
Well, thank you. We are located on West Road, so 2.5 miles west of Butternut.
Okay, so definitely right in our backyard. It's pretty easy to imagine how a crew from up in Shannon Golden wound up working side by side with you a little bit. But the neighborhood might also know you specifically from some other community endeavors you're involved in. What is it that you do that people might have spotted you doing?
Generally, people associate me as one of the co-leaders for the Ruby's Pantry distribution here in Butternut, which is, we just celebrated 8 years in October of serving the communities through the Ruby's Pantry distribution.
So for those of you who say you don't have time to volunteer, I know a local beef farmer who volunteers heavily with a nonprofit organization, a.k.a. I will be calling your bluff from here on out because I've got Liz on my side. How long have you been doing both things? You said 8 years total, but how long has the farm been operating now under your guidance?
27 years.
Wow. And did you guys establish the farm yourselves, or did you pick up where someone else left off, or what was the beginning?
Oh, we started from the beginning.
Okay.
Actually, my husband and I are transplants from southern Wisconsin, so we lived the first half of our lives in southern Wisconsin, and then we moved up here as youngsters and newlyweds, and we bought what was formerly a dairy farm.
Okay.
But it was homesteaded in the early 1900s, often referred to as the Brook Homestead.
Okay.
And then owned by Przybylskis. And we're the first people outside the family to own the farm.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
We've been there for 27 years now.
So it sounds like there was some change that took place that brought you guys into the neighborhood, but hey, it's if not a dairy farm, still a cattle farm, a beef. Well, I mean, is it still fair to call it a beef farm? It's one of the smaller transitions from one type of farm to another, I would imagine, beef to dairy to beef or back and forth. Whereas, like, if it had been, say, a sheep farm, for example, preparing that for cows, that would be a bit more of a major conversion, I would imagine.
Actually, it would probably just be about fencing.
Really? Okay, fair.
to go from sheep to...
I've heard that's the answer to how high can cows jump, is higher than you think, generally. Not high, but higher than you think.
Exactly.
So you, I mean, clearly among the most experienced beef farmers in the area, what were you doing before you came up here? What was the transition? Like, what made you decide that farming in the Northwoods was the right move? Because that doesn't sound like it's very similar to what you were doing first.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe that's what I should ask. What were you doing right when you made the decision to move up here? What were you doing at the time? Something wildly different, I'm imagining. I'm not sure why.
It was wildly different. I was working in human resources for a powder coating manufacturer facility in Watertown, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I was actually job coaching too for another nonprofit organization in the area. My husband was working in manufacturing. I had no farming background. I just knew that I loved animals and I didn't want to live in a city. And his family had the background in farming. So his grandparents were dairy farmers. He had uncles that were beef farmers. And his parents had actually semi-retired up here.
Oh, okay.
So we followed them about 5 years after they moved up here.
There were already good roots in place. There was a path to follow. But no, I think you can imagine about what I'm expecting is after a particularly bad day working human resources, I'm just picturing you muttering to yourself, someday I think cows would be better.
Yes. There are days. There are days that I will pick those cattle over humans.
Well, I think a lot of people who might not be willing to admit it can absolutely relate. And believe it or not, folks, the end result of that kind of frustration with humanity can be top-notch beef for sale at a new top-notch business like the Wolf Farms retail division. We've got Emmer Family Farm beef here, and all of the experience that goes into it will be for sale here at the retail division of Wolf Farms, 236 South 2nd Street in Butternut. But that's not all. There is dairy to be had, too, from the Tetzner's Dairy, so sorry if that's stomping on your toes a little bit, but it sounds like we've transitioned away from that, so to worry, no jostling for competition there. And of course, it's all for sale at the retail division of Wolf Farms, who is doing all the work to bring it here. I mean, with your cooperation, of course, but good on them, I should say, for doing it this way. This type of business, I believe in heartily. I love seeing folks like you pulled in by a collective effort, and anytime I see a lot of local businesses like yours, long-standing, well-established local businesses, throw their hat into a ring, I'm sitting alongside that ring. I'm excited for this ride. Liz, thank you so much for a little bit of time today. We'll get you a word out to the 98Q Country audience. Check out Emmer Family Farm Beef at the Wolf Farms Retail Division, and are there other places they might find that beef?
Facebook.
Excellent. Yes. So check out Emmer Family Farms on Facebook for a glimpse at just what we're talking about here. I'll be here broadcasting live for about the next half hour. I probably won't hear from Liz again. She's looking at me like she doesn't want to be on the radio anymore. No, thank you so much.
Thank
I've appreciated
you,
it greatly. I'm going to send it back to the studio so we can get a little bit more of that country music from 98Q Country. Thank you.
for a minute. Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Everything she can't.
was a singer in a band. They just might go back to Oklahoma and talk about the stars they could have been.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes, I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it, love you, miss you, mean it, baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You miss you, mean it, girl, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes, I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need. Said, I don't know about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby. Yeah.
That was Love You, Miss You, Mean It. Luke Bryan here on 98Q Country, your favorite country station for playing hits and classics all day. You know how it works, folks. We only pause the country music for sports needs, local sports especially, but also Packers football and Brewers baseball once they pick back up. Spring training, can't wait. Of course, this weekend we're focused on the Packers with the playoff games tomorrow in the mid-afternoon. That'll be right here on 98Q Country. We can't get too ahead of ourselves, even just looking at tomorrow, though, because I'm still here broadcasting live at one of the most exciting new businesses that I know of in the Northwoods, the retail division of Wolf Farms, responsible for bringing you sports reports three times a day here on 98Q, 7, noon, and 5. Yeah, those sports reports, they are brought to you directly by Wolf Farms. So big shout-out to them for that. You will be getting an update. Actually, a little bit. We had one at noon was the last one. We'll have another Wolf Farms sports report at 5. Also a new sponsor of local sports broadcasts, Wolf Farms, man. They are beginning to become not just a part of the fabric of the community. I think they're becoming the loom on which the fabric is woven. There is a overly deep analogy for you about a fantastic business. Wolf Farms, of course, the pork farm that you've heard me describing. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F. Well, now how do you spell great retail? Same way. 236 South 2nd Street in Butternut, Wisconsin. Trust your GPS, folks. You'll see Lola's Lunchbox out front, at least for a little while longer, supplying lunch to the masses who are coming in to sample top-notch products, all locally produced. Whether it's cutting boards, whether it's soap, whether it's milk in a bag, well, it's still good milk because it's from Tetzner's Dairy. Also, beef from the Emmer Family Farms, and that's on top of everything from Wolf themselves, and it's where they're getting started. So, hey, folks, here's a shout-out to you. Do you produce something locally? Do you make honey? Do you make maple syrup? Do you make something as a cottage industry that might make sense at Wolf Farms? They'd like you to get in contact with them. They're still looking to build the inventory of all locally produced goods. I am so excited for this. As I've been saying to you, it's a real pleasure for me to be here at a business with so much going into its early stages like this. I've seen, I mean, not to knock anybody, running a business is a difficult thing, but I think it's pretty easy to get tired in the process. I don't think Isaiah and Holly know how to be tired. So this is one of those things that it's going to be incredibly fun to watch grow because great business owners make great businesses and great communities make that possible. Become a part of it. Stop down here at the retail division of Wolf Farms, 236 South 2nd Street. I'm broadcasting live for just another 15 minutes. Hopefully we'll check in with Holly and Isaiah one more time before I go. But don't worry, the grand opening doesn't end until 5, and Lola's planning to be here until about 3-ish. Maybe you can swing by and convince Window Guy to stay a little extra. Otherwise, stop by regardless for the last 15 minutes of me giving away prizes with the 98Q Country spinning wheel. All you've got to do is sign up for our locally produced newsletter by email. And even if I'm gone, there's still top-notch items. Mark is here with Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce. We've got the whole Wolf Farms team here, not just Isaiah and Holly, but also Jim and other members of the crew and other members of the community who are as excited as you are about these top-notch businesses. That's all for right now. I'll check in with you one more time before I'm out of here at 1 o'clock. For now, though, more country music, hits and classics, your favorite from 98Q Country, 98.3 FM.
Three:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. The raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. Thunder roll. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. Thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls.
strife. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But on the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows, and the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm goes on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder.
How to start it. You shine, and I just can't wait to get you out tonight. Yeah, you know how bad I want it. You ride the Chevy like a Cadillac, blow that one stop line, no looking back. Wherever we're going, gotta get there fast. I'm talking red hot whip kiss falling off your lips. I'm talking red hot. Bring a bottle if you wanna. That moon ain't gonna tell on me and you. Just say the word and we're gonna ride this Chevy like a Cadillac. Roll that one stop light, no looking back. Wherever we're going, gotta get there fast. I'm talking red hot wet kiss falling off your lips. I'm talking red hot. We'll be right back.
seeing red here on 98Q Country, your home of hits, classics, the best country music, and only that. And we only pause for local sports action and things like this. When the community is evolving, becoming its newest self, that only happens when new business owners open new businesses. Of course, I'm talking about live broadcasting these last 2 hours from the retail division of Wolf Farms, specifically the grand opening. This is the last time you're going to hear from me today, folks. If I haven't already done it enough, I need to tell you at least one more time. Drag yourself down here. Get here ASAP, because if anything else, they're going to be out of Tetzner's Dairy Milk by the time you folks get here. But also All of the pork products I've been seeing leave, too, and a lot of Emmer family beef, too. Holy cow, guys. This has been a bit of a bustly day, which we kind of, I mean, you guys knew it was. Here I'm thinking it's Saturday, people are going to be out doing. No, people have been here because they believe in the business that's coming into its own right here.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
How are you guys doing? Isaiah informed me that he's planning a nap immediately after the grand opening.
Yep.
Holly, would you say that's a fair plan?
I'd say so, yeah.
Awesome. I've seen you, both of you, I've seen putting in a lot of steps, and did either one of you think to bring an odometer today?
Nope.
Darn. Well, I know that they'd be up in the high thousands for sure. Of course, maybe Window Guy might be competing for you as he brings people their food for most steps today. But, man, this is just the start. I am so excited for everything that's coming. Can you give me any sneak peeky tidbits? Is there anything coming on the horizon, like maybe a product that isn't here yet that will be soon?
We actually had a couple folks stop in today wanting to bring their products in.
Okay.
Here. So, yes, we do see more local expansions here.
As you can tell, folks, he's going to play it a little cagey. He's going to keep it mysterious, but there will be exciting things coming from Isaiah, from Holly, from the team at Wolf Farms, whether that's the retail division, the farm themselves. Keep your ear to the ground for vibrations of that sort. If you hear that Wolf Farms is doing a thing, you should pay attention. And I'm serious. It's very easy for me to say that because that's what I'm here to say. But no, I'm here saying that with you guys because I am super excited for Wolf Farms. So that said, if people who produce local goods think they might be a good match, should they be reaching out to you? Or are you guys? Okay, awesome. What's the best way to get in contact with you for that kind of thing?
They can call us, 715-663-1243, or else
567-0595.
All right. And, of course, you guys have a very active Facebook page. Is it pretty easy to contact you that way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Facebook, Wolf Farms on there. Or else you can reach on our website as well, which is wolf-farms.com.
And, of course, that Facebook page and that website might be some of the best examples. Head onto that website, folks. You can do that from whatever chair you're sitting in comfortably right now. You non-believers who aren't coming here right now, that's your loss. But you can look at what Wolf Farms has going on Facebook. Okay, take that peek. Look at that. You see that amazing graphical art and all of the well-written posts and all of the activity there? That's Isaiah and Holly. That's the two people who run the show. That's them doing it. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that's like a little Isaiah heavy on some of that stuff.
Yeah, or maybe a little bit.
Technology is not my forte.
Gotcha. But the writing has to cross Holly's desk before it gets approved.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, these two have the knack, folks. If you haven't spotted it yet, it's because you're not paying attention. And if you're not paying attention, you might not have known that their grand opening continues today until 5 o'clock. I'm pretty much out of here, I'm afraid. I've done everything I can to alert you to the incredible things happening 236 South 2nd Street in Butternut. Thank you guys so much for having me here. This is truly an opportunity for me to highlight something I believe in, which is Wolf Farms, full stop. There's so many things happening right here, guys. I've got Mark Johnson here with Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce with a full table of spread that you can sample behind me. They've got samples of other goods, too. What kind of things can people sample today if they want to stop down?
We have our ham roast and the barbecue sauce. It's a pretty good team up together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's impossible to miss, but that's not the only type of... What is your favorite item that you guys sell, each of you, if you'd please?
Smoked pork chops is my favorite.
That's a tough question.
I put Holly on the spot. That's a good thing, though.
I like the good old-fashioned pork chop.
You don't have to explain to anybody. Like, hey, you guys are the producers. You don't have to justify this at all. And as they say, there's no accounting for taste. That saying means you'll never really understand why people like what they like. That, at least, is what I'm led to believe.
Yep.
However, there is accounting for taste with Wolf Farms. Everybody I know is going to like this stuff. So if you don't like pork, you haven't tried Wolf Farms pork yet, I can tell you that. Well, thank you guys so much for your time today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we just want to say that this is
turned out to be more than we thought it would be, and we appreciate every single one of you that showed up today.
You're going to hear more from Wolf Farms, folks. If you listen to 98Q Country, I'm going to spotlight them every chance I get because they are the example that I like to be set for local businesses. There are a lot of people doing a lot of good things out here. This is one of the best things I know of. So keep your attention tuned to Wolf Farms here on 98Q Country. Listen to the Wolf Farms Sports Report at 7, noon, and 5 every weekday, and soon to be a sponsor of your local area sports. Local broadcasts of sports on 98Q Country, high school, middle school teams. That's made possible by people like Wolf Farms and their retail division. Stop down and check out all the awesome things that they've got going on. That's actually it for me broadcasting.